Well, you specifically, you've had such success here at Pittsburgh. Your numbers are just outrageous. Was there something that they did differently or something you guys did differently? Was there a difference maker there tonight?
Well, we just didn't execute very well on offense. I don't think we complemented our defense very well. You know, the first quarter, we had an opportunity to go answer their score, and, you know, we go three and out. So, you know, there's too many three and outs. There's just a poor level of execution all the way around. And we individually, we all have to look in the mirror and figure out what we need to do better and try to go out and play better next week.
Yeah, the one really good drive was maybe a little bit too little too late at that point to capture what you guys need to do?
Yeah, I mean, we never really played with the lead. We never really played the game on our terms. You know, I think they were they played very well defensively. They have a lot of good players over there. Great scheme, great coaching. And, you know, we give them certainly a lot of credit. And we understand that you know, if we play like that, we're not going to beat many people at all.
Well, defensively, the Steelers, did they do much differently than you've seen from them in the past?
No, I mean, they run a lot of the same stuff every week, and just don't think we did a very good job handling it or adjusting to it or, you know, playing against it. Thought they were very physical, and we didn't really match their physical style. We got to run the ball better. We got to throw the ball better. You know, we got to execute better all the way around.
Was it frustrating to be on the sidelines so much? It seemed like they were on the field. You know, their offense was on the field a lot more than you guys were. Is that hard to watch?
Well, I mean, you always want to be out there. I mean, the defense is busting their butt to get them off the field. And like I said, we got to compliment them as well. So if they go on a long drive, we can't go in there and go three and out like we did. We got to do a better job of that. And look, it's a good football team. We played them on the road. There's not much margin for error when you play a good team on the road. And we certainly made plenty of errors.
Did you think you had a touchdown pass when you threw it to Gronk at the end of the game there? Do you think Gronk had gotten in the end zone?
It's not really up to me. I don't know how it looked on TV. Yeah. Yeah. Wish they had reviewed it, but they didn't. And, you know, we kept fighting to the end, as we always do. We're always going to fight to the end. I mean, we got a lot of mentally tough guys and a lot of guys with very high character in our locker room, and we're just going to keep battling. And, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for themselves. It's the seventh game of the year. There's so much football left. And, you know, obviously we just didn't play our best.
How great was it to have Kevin Falk back?
Great. I mean, he's such a spark plug for offense. He does so many things well. You know, for a guy who hadn't played the football in a year, it certainly didn't look like it. He played well, played hard, made some big plays, running the ball, catching the ball. I'm sure he's going to be sore tomorrow. He took some big hits. But it's great to have him back.
Did you expect them to blitz as much as they did today?
Yeah, I mean, they blitz 50% of the time anyway as a defense, and certainly a lot more than that on third down. So it's a lot of pressure, and you got to stand up to the pressure. You got to be able to complete tight throws. And we just didn't do that.
Did you see a lot more man from them than you've seen in the past?
Yeah, I think they played more man than what they've shown all year. You know, and the way you beat man is you make plays against it and you get them out of it. And we didn't do enough of that.
A couple final questions, guys.
Thanks, guys. You guys go home.
Yeah.